You could say your name, please.
My name is Adele. And I've had the privilege of feeling a moment of profound interconnectedness. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious, like, oh, that was 2 years ago now, almost 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've just sort of slowly taken some steps forward, because it takes courage, I find, to move forward. Mm-hmm. And I guess my question is, I don't know if I have a question or not, other than just more curious as to where it goes from here, or does it go? Like, do I just... I feel like I have this life, I've got two children and a husband, and I have this whole other life happening. And I'm trying to combine my inner work, I guess, and keep it alive through the daily grind of everyday life, I guess. I don't know if that's a question or not. I think I'm finding my way, but...
Yes.
I'm very curious about this whole process. I mean, I've just started listening to my soul, and I found myself here in Bodh Gaya. Just picked up from Canada for 10 days and dropped myself into here. And
okay.
I'm just very curious as to what's happening.
Okay, so a couple of years ago you had a profound experience. Mm-hmm. And what changes has that brought in your life?
A huge opening.
Yes.
Feeling of security.
Ah.
You know, just a deep feeling of knowing, I guess.
Yes.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
And just a sense that I'm larger than my body. You know, there's more than just this body.
Hmm. And does that experience include your family and children? You said you had a husband and two children. Yes?
Yes.
Because I had the sense when you began, mm-hmm, that there was some division in your mind between the spiritual life and your journey,
mm-hmm,
and your family life.
Mm-hmm. I think the division is more with my husband, I would say.
Yes.
But I feel him coming along, so I think that's working out.
So he's supportive of what you're doing?
Just recently has started to support
the journey.
So I think I'm on the right path.
Okay. So how did you discover this retreat?
So I was going to purchase some mala beads.
Yes.
And I loved the feeling of them.
Yes.
And I asked the gentleman where do these beads come from? And he said, oh, a place called Bodh Gaya in India. And I said, oh, never. I didn't even really hear the name when he said it.
Mm-hmm.
So the truth is, actually, he said in India.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me a picture on his BlackBerry.
Yes.
Of the tree.
Yes.
And I started crying. Uh-huh. And big goosebumps and crying just out of the blue in this big crowd. And that was strange. And then I just sort of lived with that a little bit. And the image wouldn't go away in my mind. And I've been practicing some meditation, and I'd be in a meditation and it would come up.
Yes.
And then one day in November, I woke up out of bed, like at 5 a.m., and it just was like so loud in my spleen, saying, you should really go to that tree. And this is true. It's very strange. And so then my husband left with the children for a weekend, and I started to Google. I just Googled sacred tree, monks under the tree, like the image with the arms holding the tree. And I found it, found the image in Google Images, and then I found that it was in Bodh Gaya. And I just really knew at that moment that I had to come here. And so I just sort of over the next few months sort of massaging the idea with my family and my husband and my children. And I turned 40 and I was like, for my 40th birthday, I really would like to go. And then booked my flight and here I am.
Wonderful.
So that is how I'm in for 10 days and then I'm back home. Okay. Basically, yeah.
On the first evening, I saw you standing outside and you looked at me and said, it's like a dream. And I thought, oh, I wonder what sort of dream. And I said, a good dream or a bad dream or something like that. And then it was apparent that you were quite happy because there was thunderous music. And I knew that you'd just come from a plane all the way from Canada. And yet here you were, embracing the beginning of the retreat. So wonderful. Well done. So you listened inwardly to your heart, and here you are. Any insights since you've been here? Any reflections, any things that you would like to tell us about since you're up here?
I think that, well, what I wrote down in the hotel room when I first arrived was really that I felt almost that what I wrote was I felt that heaven on earth happens when you walk through fear and you listen to your soul. Okay. You know, and that's how I'm feeling right now. And I guess I more just wanted to
Report that and to say
I think so. You know, and sit beside you.
Okay. Okay.
And it feels great to be here because I don't always feel understood.
Okay.
So it's nice to feel understood.
I have one more question for you, at least one. What's your deepest intention?
Probably. To be awakened?
Very good. So to wake up, to live wakefully. The windows agree. Beautiful. So well done for coming here. Enjoy the practice and enjoy discovering that which is not bound anywhere.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.